God say today, if President Dwight Eisenhower come down here to Jeffersonville today and knocked at the door of any good Democrat, you'd feel very much honored to go at the door and welcome President Eisenhower. Though you differ with him in politics, you would certainly appreciate him knocking at your door. Because why? He's the President of the United States. He's a man of great importance. And though you differ with him in politics, it would be an honor for any Democrat in this city or any other city to entertain President Dwight Eisenhower because of his importance as the President of the United States. He's a great man, an honorable man, and has an honorable position. Just recently, from England come the Queen. She went up into Canada. She visited all through Canada. She came then to the United States, and there wouldn't be a person in the United States but what would be happy if that Queen would visit them. What would you have thought this morning if the Queen of England, though you're not one of her subjects, you're an American subject, but although what if she would come and knock at your door? And you would see her maids and so forth standing there, and she would say, I am the Queen of England. I've come to visit you. What an honor that would be because of her importance. She's a queen and one of the greatest queens in the world. It's the Queen of England. Yet she has no power in this nation. But because she is important, you would be happy to let her in. I'd be happy to let her in, to know that I had the privilege and the honor of entertaining the Queen of England. But oh, Jesus will stand at the door and knock, and we'll keep him out. We'll not open the door. We'll just let him knock. And who is more important than Jesus? Tell me who's a greater person than he. And here he says, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open, I'll come in. If you had all the Caesars, all the Hitlers, all the great men and women of the world standing in front of your door, you'd never have one all put together with nothing like compare with the one that stands at the door daily and knocks at your heart, the Lord Jesus. He wants to come in. He wants to talk to you. You're one of his subjects. You were made in his image. You are a human being that's made in the image of God. And he longs to talk to you. He just doesn't go to the great, the celebrity. He comes to the poor and needy. Amen. Any man that will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and talk with him. Amen. Just think what it means this morning. For the King of Glory, for the great I Am, for the one who was in the burning bush, for the one who separated the waters in the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass over, for the one who spoke, and the sun stood still, the one who formed the moon and stars and put them in their sockets to shine, the one who said, Lazarus, come forth, and a man dead 4 days in the graves come to life again.
Amen.
Think of it. The one who went into the lion's den with Daniel and protected him from the lions. The one who went into the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children and fanned the fire from them. The one who stood and said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He stands at the door of a fallen humanity, knocking and trying to gain access to the soul. And we turned that great important person away.